Hello, hello, and hey now.
We are lifelong Howard Stern Show listeners
looking to connect with other female superfans, and this is the Paw Paw Podcast. This is the Paw Paw Podcast, our first episode ever.
Welcome.
So excited. So the reason why we're here, because of the genius that is Howard Stern, have spoken to each other every day, probably since the day we met and found out that we were both amazing female super fans of the Howard Stern Show, and the belly laughs that we have had practically every single day literally led us to this podcast. And I kind of just feel like, well, you said it. You're like, how can we be the only ones? We need to connect in real time, even though we're picking it up when we're picking it up. And you finally meet a Howard Stern Show superfan, female specifically, like you latch on to those women. And, you know I've told you this, I had met, I was producing a fashion show, and we'll get into who we are in one second, but I was producing a fashion show and Shania Twain was performing, and they had brought her back to have a pre-show meeting, and she came with her husband, and they said, oh, Lori, this is Shania. And I said, oh, so nice to meet you. And they said, this is her husband, Fred. And I turned around and I said, ha, Fred. And the assistant, Shania, whipped her head around and I saw her reaction. And then I looked at my phone and she said, you listen to Howard. And her name is Gina Gallucci. To this day, we are still day to day. She just texted me the other day. Oh, I feel bad. I think Howard's okay because his mom is not feeling well. Like, this is what goes on with female superfans. I want to introduce ourselves. And I run a company called, for those listening, called Flying Television. Celebrity engagement. So I pair, for the most part, I do celebrity marketing and I pair corporate America with Hollywood. I put brands and charities together with celebrities and help people find out about it. I started listening. I was 15 years old. I had a stick shift car that only had a radio that tuned into one station, Howard. It was the only thing I could listen to. I didn't even, and you couldn't change it because it didn't matter. So whatever was on was just stuck there. And it happened to have been Howard. And I was completely hooked. And then through my career and through all of my work with all of these brands, I eventually started doing a little bit of work with Howard and Gary through the show. They would want, you know, gifts. And I did a lot of gift bag work. So then I would invite Howard and Gary and Robin and Fred to all of my events. That what's so incredible is how much time I think you and I have spent like belly laughing, going over the minutiae that is the show, not always agreeing, but like loving
and the crazy stuff
debate. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the guttural humor that goes into the show can kind of turn some people off. Like some people really don't want to hear about poop and some people don't really want to hear about jizz and things like that. But if you look at the undercurrent of what's going on, that isn't the sense. Like, I never thought that I'd even be working with celebrities. Then once I started working with celebrities and producing events and inviting people to come and then realizing like, well, I love Howard. Howard should come. And then inviting Howard and Beth and Gary and Robin. And then they show up. I was like, oh my God, this is like a thing. And then really, you know, then I was producing television and, you know, I was also the booker at Late Night with Conan O'Brien. And I thought, well, maybe I could be the booker at Howard. So all of it just kind of, he's always been in the back of my head. So once they started coming to my events and I started to get to know them, I thought like, oh, maybe I could work on that show. And I remember going in and interviewing with Gary and I was like, I'm going to make your job so easy. I speak to all the celebrities. I get it all done. I book everything. And then I kind of watched his face and he was like, And I realized like, oh, I'm literally saying to him everything he does. He's like, I'm not going to hire you. You literally describing my entire job. And now I'm like, I'm watching my dreams go out the window as he's going like, Oh, you do that? Oh, I do that. Oh, you do that? Oh, I do that. You know? And I was like, okay. But thankfully Gary didn't write me off. And then he would call every so often, sometimes more often than not. And one of the biggest things we worked on was the birthday show, which was incredible.
Yes.
Incredible. I couldn't believe it. I mean, going into the Sirius offices, sitting down with all the behind the scenes people, going over who was coming to the show, figuring out who was going to be getting gift bags and going over to the venue and sitting at the Hammerstein Ballroom around the big table. Because before you produce a big event like that, whether it's for TV, live events or for radio, there's always like a big, you know, sit down walkthrough. And I remember sitting there and my hand to God, I'm sitting there. It's Gary's at the front of it. There's John Hine. And sitting in front of Gary are three black and white cookies. And I was like, my life is literally, this can't be happening. Like, and all I kept thinking is like, keep your stuff together. Because I was just like, is he really eating black and white cookies? Like, I wanted him to take out, like, you know, a jar of peanut butter, a Peter Pan peanut butter, and start eating it with a spoon. I was like, I couldn't make any of it up. And it was so incredible. And I mean, you know, people say like, oh, what have you wanted to work on in your whole career? And it's like, is it Vanity Fair Oscar party or this, that? It's like, no, I did it. Like, everything I get to do now is just cake, because I feel like I did the birthday show and I got to work with Howard, and, you know, and that's been incredible. And actually, so here's another ancillary connection, which is that through my work, whenever we have correspondents come to, you know, cover our parties for, let's say, Access Hollywood or Extra, Entertainment Tonight, Beth, Howard's wife, used to be a correspondent. So I would hire her to come and work the events. And then I became friendly with her, and I have hats from Beth.
Nice.
So you refer to Howard and Beth as Uncle Howard and Auntie Beth. And every year when it is the adoption day of Trixie and Norton, the two kittens we got, there's a video of Howard that Beth had sent me that says, like, I don't think I've ever seen two cuter kittens. Do two cuter kittens in the world even exist? And you hear him talking about it. And I post it on the cat's Instagram every single year, because there they were. Like, it's a very surreal experience. And he's just a lovely, lovely, such a deep-hearted man. But that is how we found our pawpaw producer, Lisa. Hi, Lise.
Hey.
I'll tell a little and then we'll introduce Lisa. So
sure.
Because we both follow Beth, and Beth had posted that once I opened an Instagram for the cats, I guess Lisa started following, and I started following back. And I noticed that Lisa used to post really incredible, like, graphic images. She's a graphic designer.
Yeah.
She would post these really amazing, like, graphics about the show. And I was like, who is this girl? She's amazing. So I got married, and my husband isn't Jewish. I am. He's got four children, so I'm a stepmom, but I like producing this very, very intricate Christmas card every year, because as a Jew, you don't get to do Christmas until you marry somebody who's not. So here I am, you know, new to Christmas, and I'm like, Christmas card, I need a Christmas card. And then COVID hits and we can't do a family photo. We can't all be together. And I reached out to Lisa and I said, do you think you could help me design a card? And she did. She came up with the brilliant idea of doing a card that was all of us on a Zoom call, because we couldn't actually physically be together. It was brilliant. She even photoshopped all of the cats and all of the dogs into all of the photo viewing. But Lisa has her own natural connection to the show, which, by the way, I didn't know about until 4 days ago.
Good for you, Lisa. So, hey, now I'm Lisa Levitt, and I'm a Canadian, and I would like to call myself unofficially a next generation Stern fan, because, as you guys know, up here in Canada, you know, without the power of Sirius XM, we wouldn't actually have access to Howard. So,
you're first time, and we're long time.
Yeah, first time.
If you call the show and you're a first time caller, long time listener, you say, hi, Howard, first time, long time.
But yeah. So, like, for us, without, you know, before pre-Sirius XM in Canada, you have to use the internet. So, like, Daily Motion and YouTube and, you know, the forums to really figure out what's going on with the show and word of mouth. So that's kind of how my introduction to Howard Stern started, as well through my husband, who was a longtime fan as well, and saying, you know, I gotta listen to Howard Stern, if only he was in Canada. So through the power of Sirius XM and getting a vehicle that had Sirius XM in it, or renting vehicles through work. Finally, we have our Howard, right? So that's my connection to the show, being Canadian. Obviously, as a fan now, it's weird for us, because you guys will be able to have K-Rock days and through the radio experience Howard Stern. And it's like, we're experiencing it all over again.
Wait, but keep going, because she hasn't hit it yet.
So that's basically like how I got integrated the show. And then, as Laurie mentioned, just being on social media, commenting on any of the guys or gals posts and just following the show. So the way that I kind of got ingrained, and indirectly, that's how I met Laurie through, you know, follows and whatnot, was back when the Super Steamy saga was occurring with Shuli and Brent.
For those listening, this is when Brent, who was a former producer or writer, whatever, on the show,
Tampa 7.
right, was talking about, he was talking about swinging with his wife. And then yeah. Shuley, who is also a former writer producer on the show, basically was trying to call Brent out as a liar, saying there's no way you are swinging. It's all made up and nonsense. And it was a huge fight on the show for exactly. a saga that went on for like years.
Yeah, it went on for a couple of years. So for me, just being fun and liking to do just some spare time Photoshop, I think I just started like, I randomly, like after the first Brent is lying situation, just sent a DM to Shuley with like, I think it was, there was a reference. I'm always picking up on Fred's drops as well. Like Fred is brilliant. He's my favorite. We'll get into that in another pod. So just doing like just ad hoc memes and sending them to Shuley as a joke. And then he started posting them. So throughout like that 2 year saga of the Brent is lying and soft swinging and super skinny.
Oh my God.
I was making like these little memes and sending them to Shuley, kind of like it was fueling his fire on social media and he was posting them. So you saw something like the, you know, and I often use like movie posters just as like the inspiration, something, you know, just something in fun. So that's kind of how like indirectly, not officially, just how kind of just as a joke.
But
for
Shuley,
me.
But you and Shuley were like doing stuff together for like 2 years.
Yeah. Super unofficially, like, never talked to him like in real life or anything like that. Just, you know, all through Instagram Messenger, but basically carried on.
But by the way, hold on a minute. That's your norm. Yeah. You're not a big talker on the phone or in general. It's incredible that we even have you on camera on the pod because I know we are now.
Yeah. And like, I'm totally fine. And that was why it was fun for me because I wasn't like, my account was private at the time. And it was just a joke that, you know, ended up being a little bit of a long running gag. So that's kind of how it's, again, super not on the show and not connected to the show, but that's just kind of how, you know, something, you know, off the grid from the actual listening of the show kind of entered my real life. And it was just something fun that was happening in parallel to the storyline. So that was just a one off that ended up turning into like a 2 year bit. Right. So it was,
but I think that, but that's what I think that people want to know. Like it isn't completely out of the realm of possibility for anybody to finally get connected to the show, even with 64 million listeners. Like it just happens and it can happen specifically for super fans.
Just from personal experience, like, you know, they're really good to their fans. Like if you message them or you say, you know, I heard you on the show the other day, and you know, this resonated with me, you know, most of those guys and gals, they'll respond. They may not respond the same way.
Yeah. Because I post so much on that cat's Instagram page, I often am following some of the Stern people there. So I message Chris Wilding, not infrequently, writes back. And I like when when things were sad with him and Dr. Panama.
Cosita.
I wrote to him. I wrote to Chris. So again, Chris Wilding, one of the writers on the show, and he had this wonderful, very brief relationship with this guy from Panama. And I finally, like, he was so sad on the show, and I DM'd him through the Cat's page, and I was like, "Enough already! Take back your power. You need to use Dr. Panama in a bit, like in a phony phone call, because you are not going to give up that voice. It is so brilliant. Everybody loved hearing it, and it's his loss." I'm like, I know you're not asking my opinion, but I just want to let you know, like, you're the gem here. And he was like, oh my God, thank you so much. It really made me feel better. And I'm thinking, he must think that I'm some crazy cat lady, like texting him from my, you know, DMing him from my Cat's fan page. But like, still, they respond. Amazingly, they respond. He's an incredible impressionist. Oh my God, all of the voices he does. Like, you know, that, and that's something I want to get into in later pods, is figuring out who is doing what voice. We need to know who George Takei is, because you guys know who was Lump and who is Bobo's Toupee. Like there are certain writers that you figure those out. Yeah. But that's what leads us to really the first, and we're going to very briefly get into this, but every week we're going to have a different topic. And this week's topic, it needs to be a little bit of what makes a classic bit, but then we need to talk about this one particular, what is turning into an epic bit, which is Hollywood Harmeyer, Jonathan Blitt, and the Kansas City Chiefs hat. What amazes me is how willing Jonathan Blitt is to drive to Canada to go, you know, and then on top of it all, because obviously Sal is holding on to the hat for a week to do as much as he can. Then they send Blitt out with Hollywood Harmeyer to cover JD out in LA over Super Bowl. And then that's when I was like, oh, this bit is epic. This is now they're triple loading the bit. There's Hollywood Harmeyer. There's the case. There's the Kansas City Chiefs hat. And now there's the Super Blow and now everything is connecting to the Super Bowl. And I just think it is amazing to me how they continue to build on build.
No,
he doesn't even know what he's eating. Blit's like, that's not true. Blit is his worst nightmare because you know that Wolfie used to be JD's worst nightmare because no one really covers people like Wolfie. Wolfie was there counting how many times he taps his knee and how many times he chews and how he eats his eggs. And that was nothing because Blit not only covers all that to the nth degree, but then he sets him up for the nightmare. He literally is the guy in the elevator saying like, oh, JD wants to take a picture of you and your bear, telling everyone. I mean, with all due respect, and it's been talked about on the show, I think that JD can communicate so well via email and texting, and he's really quite clever. And he also has he directed an episode of Not Sunny in Philadelphia, but I think he's on the spectrum when it comes to personal interaction. So yeah, I think that he's just, it all just trips him up in the most major way.
Do you think Natalie Maines is a super fan or that she truly enjoys the company of JD?
If you had the opportunity for JD to come over to your house, hold on a minute. You already know the answer to this, is she wanted to have him over so that she was going to have this story to tell forever. And you know that because she's going to call into the show next week and they're going to be like, what the hell happened at your house? Natalie Maines definitely was there doing the interaction. She wants to see she's met him obviously in real life, but not like for 2.5 hours in her house. What do you think? Do you think they're going to be their buddies? I mean, look, Ryan Phillippe truly loves JD. They're pals. She's having fun with it. Like, we'd have fun with it. I would love to have JD over with the wife.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when Natalie Maines came on the show and she made Sal put his penis into his butthole to see it just pop out? She wanted to see it firsthand. She was like, I'm sorry, I missed it. I wasn't here. Can you do it again? Natalie Maines is the ultimate super fan. Natalie Maines, if you are hearing this, please, you must come on the Pop Up Podcast because I know that she is one of us. She is a female super fan in a way that she is like her, Sarah Silverman. Like we are all the cut from that same cloth. All right. So listen, I think that we've said it all. We've said a lot, at least for today. But Lisa, ultimately what we really are doing here is for one purpose and one purpose only. We want to connect with female super fans. So how do they get in touch with us?
Contact the show with possible ideas or to be a guest, email us at thepawpawpodcast@gmail.com or visit our Instagram page at @the_pawpawpodcast for fun new content, updates, and links to our social media.
We'll be back every week with another episode of the Pawpaw Podcast. This has been so fun, girls.
Disclaimer, the Pawpaw Podcast is not affiliated to the Howard Stern Show. We are a tribute podcast run by fans for fans.